This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of horrific mayhem in which gunmen killed 29 people in two attacks that occurred in a 13-hour period. Mr. Trump condemns the weekend shootings in Texas and Ohio, calling them barbaric attacks and crimes against all humanity. He says America vows to act with urgent resolve against gun violence.
Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love.
Earlier, he called for a bipartisan cooperation to strengthen the nation's gun laws. AP Sagarmagani reports a majority of Americans say they back stronger gun laws.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll this year found 67% of Americans supporting stricter gun measures. Other nations moved swiftly to tighten their laws after mass shootings, like Australia in 1996 and New Zealand after this year's mosque attacks. Gun control measures here, though, have repeatedly stalled in Congress.
That's AP Sagarmagani reporting. India has revoked the special status of Kashmir as it moves to fully integrate the region with the rest of the country. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
This was the chaos in India's parliament after plans were revealed to revoke the special status of Kashmir. India's interior minister could barely be heard as he announced the most far-reaching move over the disputed Himalayan region in nearly seven decades. The government of Narendra Modi says it wants to throw out the part of the constitution that allows Kashmir to make its own laws. Its aim is to fully integrate its only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A general strike paralyzed.